Aurelia Minor Hockey has been forced to call a special member meeting on February 11 at 7 p.m. at Rotary Place to address the recent series of resignations, subsequent attempts to rescind them, and the chaos that has descended upon the local organization. The local board's president, Steve Fagan, vice president Natalie Cancino, and three other board members resigned from their positions on January 23 after a controversial vote to amalgamate with Oro Minor Hockey was overturned after concerned members raised concerns about the process. Just 4 days later, on January 27, Fagan announced that he and the other board members who had resigned would be returning to their previous roles. However, Derek Tilley, the board's director of social media, says their reinstatement is not allowed under the organization's bylaws. "Our bylaws state that once you resign, you can't just reinstate yourself," Tilley told Aurelia Matters. "Nobody has been booted from the board, but we can't go against our bylaws and put the entire organization in disrepute." Former Aurelia Minor Hockey president Kathy O'Connor echoed the sentiments of many in her comments on the organization's Facebook page. "I would like the opportunity to ask questions as to how it all came to this chaos," wrote O'Connor. "This was once a proud association with a great reputation." She said it appears there are two issues. "One is the reorganization and the other is how the board issues became so public and embarrassing that brings us to a vote for members," she wrote. "I hope we are provided the chance to ask questions, as there are lots." At the upcoming meeting, coaches, volunteers, lifetime members, parents of players under 18, players 18 and older, and current board members are invited to vote on who should fill the roles vacated by the resignations, Tilley explained. "We are asking all of our members to come forward and to put their name in the mix if they are interested in stepping onto the board in the interim," Tilley said. "Individuals interested in running for a position or returning to a board role must submit a written notice to the Aurelia Minor Hockey office inside the main doors of Rotary Place, 100 University Avenue, before the meeting. They must be 21 or older, be a member in good standing, be a regular member of Aurelia Minor Hockey, and have a complete and satisfactory vulnerable sector check. Our members will vote to decide whether individuals can come back to the board or if they want a new person in the interim until our annual general meeting," Tilley explained. The vacant positions available include president, vice president, director of education and development, director of equipment, and administrative assistant. Tilley stated that while the potential amalgamation with Oro Minor Hockey is still a topic of discussion, the Aurelia board must first be able to establish a quorum before revisiting the matter. "The Ontario Minor Hockey Association, OMHA, is aware of what's going on," he said. "We can't proceed with even a re-vote for the amalgamation until this part of our bylaw is taken care of. When a re-vote does take place," Tilley assures members, "the final decision will rest with them. We have the support of the OMHA and Oro Minor Hockey to ensure that this happens should our members decide they want to do it," Tilley said. "If our members don't want it, we will continue with our programming and will look to make it the best it can be." Amid the recent controversies, Tilley reassured members that current board members are working to uphold the association's bylaws, policies, and procedures to maintain the organization's integrity. He also confirmed that Brad Carnahan, Aurelia Minor Hockey's director of sponsorship, remains on the board despite being temporarily suspended by Fagan after attempting to rescind his resignation. Carnahan raised concerns about the recent amalgamation vote process and took his concerns to the OMHA, which overturned the vote. Acknowledging the frustration within the organization, Tilley emphasized the importance of moving forward. "I think there are definitely frustrations," he said. "I think people understand the circumstances and just want us to move forward with whatever we have to do to have a successful conclusion to the season." Tilley assured members the board's focus remains on ensuring players can continue to enjoy their hockey programming for the rest of the season. "I think people are eager for this meeting to happen so we can start focusing on the programming again," he said. "I think people are ready to get past all of the issues that have occurred."